Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The mitzvah to bring Bikurim is mentioned briefly in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim in Sefer Shmos, Perek Chav Gimel, and in more detail in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo in Sefer Devarim, Perek Chav Vav. The Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim in the first Perek tells us that we can begin bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash when Shavuos comes. So Shavuos is not only a celebration of Matan Torah, but also it begins the season, so to speak, of bringing Bikurim. In the next few Shiurim, we will discuss Bikurim, Yirtzeh Hashem. What exactly are Bikurim? How are they brought to the Beis HaMikdash? What was it like to bring Bikurim? Etc., etc. So let's start at the beginning. Bikurim are called the first fruit because the first fruit to ripen in our fields must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. However, not all fruit are brought as Bikurim. Only the Shivas HaMinim are brought as Bikurim, the seven species with which Eretz Yisrael is praised in the Torah. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Bikurim are only brought from those seven species. The Torah does not have a set amount of how many fruit you must bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Even a tiny amount is fine, but the Rabbanan said that you should bring at least 1/60th of each fruit. So what do? If you have a field with wheat or olives or any of the seven species, how do you bring Bikurim? The Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Bikurim and the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in the second parak of Hilchos Bikurim, tell us that as soon as you see the first fruit beginning to ripen, you tie a string around those fruit and you say, Hare Elu Bikurim, these are Bikurim. You declare them Bikurim, even though the fruit is still connected to the ground, and even though they still need to ripen. And then later, when they're fully ripe, you go back to those fruits and you cut them, and these are the Bikurim that you will bring to Yerushalayim. So now that the Bikurim have been cut, once Shavuos has come, it's time to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalid that there are seven steps to bringing Bikurim, seven things that have to happen, and we'll go through each of them briefly, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. The first step, the first thing that you need to bring Bikurim is Hava'as Makom, physically bringing the first fruits of the seven species to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishlei, Perek Yudalid Pasuk Chavches, Berav Am Hadras Melech, a king is glorified more in a great or with a great multitude of people. And this pasuk is quoted Lahalacha in many contexts, and it's used as a mashal about Hashem. Hashem is glorified more when more people are together doing that mitzvah and glorifying Hashem together. In our context, it means that you do not bring your Bikurim by yourself, but Berov Am Hadras Melech. It's so much nicer and better for people to bring their Bikurim in groups. And that's what happens. People gather in nearby cities and they wait until everyone in those nearby cities was ready to go to Yerushalayim together. And the people who gather there earlier don't sleep indoors because they're afraid that something in the house is tameh, and they don't want to be tameh before they get to the Beis HaMikdash. So they sleep in the streets and they camp out waiting for everyone to be ready. And then when everyone is ready in this group of cities and villages and communities, when everyone is ready, one of the organizers calls out the following from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk, I'm sorry, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Kumu v'na'ale Tzion el Beis Hashem Elokeinu. Let's get up and go to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the house of Hashem, so to speak. And it is with that call, Kumu v'na'ale Tzion el Beis Hashem Elokeinu, that this large group of people from a collection of communities nearby begin heading in a procession to Yerushalayim in a very festive and celebratory way. There is a bull that walks in front of the procession, and its horns are plated with gold, and it has an olive wreath on its head, and they play music, and they sing a pasuk from Tehillim in in Mizmor Kuf Chaf Beis Pasuk Aleph, Samachti Beomrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. I rejoiced when I was told, let us go to the house of Hashem. It's really a special and festive march, very happy, very exciting. And in that exciting environment, in the environment of Kumu v'na'alet Zion el Beis Hashem Elokeinu, and of Samachti Beomrim Li Beis Hashem Neileich, that the procession gets close to Yerushalayim. And we will talk next time in Mirtz Hashem about what happens once they arrive in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.